Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Ducky Daily for 8-6-2010. Happy Friday. I have a couple things I want to talk about really quick. First of all is the balancing act. This is some morning program on Lifetime at from like 7-8 to 8 a.m. in the morning. For some reason, two mornings in a row, it's been on my television. It is the worst piece of shit you've ever seen. It's like some fluff piece, like women's, listed as like a women's magazine segment kind of show, and it has the worst host ever. Like, it's this woman yesterday I was watching, of course I sit there and watch it because I'm a dumbass. Yesterday was an interview with Belinda Carlisle. Love me some Belinda. Heaven is a place on earth, sister. And it was so horrible. Belinda, the host would ask a question. 2 seconds into Belinda's thing, the host starts shaking her head. And all Belinda's done is go, And the host is like, yeah. Oh, she's hideous. And then today there was some segment on laundry. Ugh, yeah. So if you haven't seen that drag, go check it out Monday morning. Because I'm sure it'll be hideous, laughable morning television. Ugh, I need to find out that woman's name and write her a letter and tell her she sucks. Again, I'm walking down the street. I apologize for all the noise. What else? Last night I went to the Interpol concert, which was pretty awesome. I mean, that man's voice is just sex on fire. It's just like, let me just lay there and rip the skin off of my... I mean, wait, did I say that out loud? Oh, hell no. It was awesome. The one thing I don't understand is how, like, White Hat Jamokes end up at a show like that. I mean, I know they're pretty popular and they played on alternative radio and stuff, but is that really what White Hats listen to these days? Because if it is, I gotta stop. I gotta not listen at all. Last night was the top four of So You Think You Can Dance elimination episode, so now we now have our top three, and thank the heavens someone was on my side, because even though I, you know, slept through the performance episode and couldn't vote, America got it right. Our top three, folks, Rob, Lauren, and my boy Kent. Hilarious! I'm so excited. I will say, Adichieke did have a great run. He did improve over the weeks. And, you know, while I'm sad anyone had to go, the boy had to go. So we have our top three. And once again, Kat Dealy cannot contain herself when it comes to Kent. She has never gushed over another contestant like she has. If I'm Lauren and Rob, I'm like, oh, great. She fucking hates us. Oh, it's so good. I wish they would not have brought Tice back last night because he's pointless. He said, like, one thing the entire time. And then they showed, like, clips of him judging. No! Don't put clips of him judging into the contestant reel. Not approved. I can't stand it. Kat Dealy in that little whatever ivory lacy number. Hot business. Last night we had to say goodbye to one of the showmances in the Big Brother house, and Kristen went. You know, I sit there every week and I pray that the house guests are going to do the thing that will fuck with everyone the most. And they always play it safe. It's sad. I really was hoping that somehow Kristen could have rallied everyone and got Hayden out. I love that Brendan is like, yeah, thanks for being a liar and trying to plant that information, Kristen. No one believes that Hayden's in an alliance with Enzo and them. What a fucking dumbass. Yeah, that's going to come back to bite you, idiot. So that was sad, because I kind of hoped it would have been the reverse, and then the brigade would have been broken up a little bit, and it would have just sent them into a tizzy, and it would have exposed them for the week, so that would have been awesome. Anyways, that didn't happen. So, I'm going to wrap it up. Have a good weekend. Don't forget to watch the season finale of Friday Night Lights tonight. Happy belated birthday to my girl, Lil Jen. And today is the Beeb's 6th birthday. Adorable. Have a good weekend, everyone.